It's the Reader's Notebook for Friday, October 3rd, 2014. Today is the birthday of James Alfred White, British veterinarian and author, born in 1916 in Sunderland in northeastern England. White is known to readers and animal lovers all over the world by his pen name, James Herriot, and his series of books about a beloved vet and his adventures in country practice in the Yorkshire Dales. White grew up in Glasgow, where his father was a pianist at the local cinema, and his mother was a singer and dressmaker. Young Alf, as he was called, attended the local grammar and high schools, and in 1939, at the age of 23, he qualified as a veterinary surgeon. The following year, he moved to Yorkshire, where he would remain for the rest of his life, except for his service in the Royal Air Force during World War II. He wanted to write since the early years of his practice, but with the demands of work and family, there was just no time. At last, at age 50, and urged on by his wife, he began writing in 1966. At first, he tried football stories, but they were rejected. Then he turned to what he knew best, stories about his work. Professional ethics discouraged vets from doing any sort of advertising in those days, so White took a pen name. He chose James Herriot, inspired by Jim Herriot, the Scottish goalkeeper for the Birmingham City Football Club. The sales of his first two books were slow in Britain, and then they attracted the notice of an American publisher who combined them into a single volume, which was published under the title All Creatures Great and Small. It was an instant success, and spawned several sequels as well as a film and a long-running television series. Despite his achievements as a writer, 50 million books sold in 20 different countries, and its financial rewards, which were considerable, Herriot never stopped his veterinary work. "If a farmer calls me with a sick animal, he could care less if I were George Bernard Shaw," he once said. Herriot's fame has generated a thriving tourist trade in Thirsk, the Yorkshire village that served as the model for the fictional Derby. Local businesses include the World of James Herriot Museum, located at the original practice surgery, and a pub called the Derby Inn. At the time of his death in 1995 at age 78, the Reader's Digest condensed book volume containing All Creatures Great and Small was the most popular book in that series' history. His last work, Every Living Thing, immediately went into the top 10 bestseller list in Britain and had an 865,000 copy first edition printing in the United States. The overall theme of his stories is Yorkshire country life, and his writing is, at its heart, an amiable but keen comment on the human condition. The Yorkshire animals provide the elements of pain and drama. The role of their owners is to feel and express joy, sadness, and sometimes triumph. We're remembering James Alfred White, or James Herriot if you prefer, on what would have been his 98th birthday. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for October 3rd, 2014. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.